And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 26th of May, 2013. It's the birthday of the documentary photographer Dorothea Lange, born in Hoboken in 1895. Contracted polio when she was a kid, developed a permanent limp as a result, moved to San Francisco. She was taking photographs of well-to-do people when, during the Depression, she started taking photographs of men on bread lines and striking workers and the homeless. She's now remembered for her photograph of the Dust Bowl wife, entitled Migrant Mother, taken in 1936. It's the birthday of the father of modern Russian literature, Alexander Pushkin, born in Moscow, 1799, worked in every literary form, lyric poetry, narrative poetry, the novel, short story, drama, and the critical essay. Sometimes exiled for his political beliefs, he was living on his mother's estate in northern Russia when he wrote his most famous play, Boris Godunov, and his verse novel, Eugene Onegin. Mussorgsky made an opera out of Boris Godunov, Tchaikovsky made one out of Eugene Onegin, and Pushkin was killed in 1837, fighting a duel with Georges Dante, who he, Pushkin, believed was trying to seduce Pushkin's wife. It's the birthday of John Wayne, born Marion Morrison in Winterset, Iowa, 1907. He got into the movie business by way of the prop department. He was a scenery mover, and that's how he got to know the director John Ford, who started giving him bit parts in his movies. He became a star in John Ford's movie Stagecoach, 1939. Made many movies with John Ford, the cavalry movies like Fort Apache and Rio Grande, the post-war movies like The Searchers and The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance. And it's the birthday of the jazz trumpeter Miles Davis, born in Alton, Illinois, 1926. Grew up well-to-do in East St. Louis. His father was a dental surgeon. Family had a ranch in Arkansas where the boy learned to ride horses. Moved to New York, 1944, to study at Juilliard, and then fell in with Charlie Parker and Dizzy Gillespie. When Gillespie left Parker's band, it was Miles Davis who filled in. It was Miles Davis's album Birth of the Cool in 1956 that heralded the beginning of the cool jazz movement. Developed a heroin habit in the early 50s, kicked it in 1954. In the late 60s, started introducing some electric guitar and piano into the records. Moved increasingly toward funk and rock and roll in the double album Bitches Brew in 1970. Here's a poem for today by Emily Dickinson, her poem number 505. I would not paint a picture. I'd rather be the one its bright impossibility to dwell delicious on and wonder how the fingers feel whose rare celestial stir evokes so sweet a torment, such sumptuous despair. I would not talk like cornets. I'd rather be the one raised softly to the ceilings and out and easy on through villages of ether, myself endued balloon by but a lip of metal, the pier to my pontoon. Nor would I be a poet. It's finer, own the ear, enamored, impotent, content, the license to revere. A privilege so awful, what would the dower be had I the art to stun myself with bolts of melody? Emily Dickinson's poem, number 505, I Would Not Paint a Picture. And that's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to verse in the English-speaking world. Browse 100 years of poetry and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. Engineered by Noah Smith, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.